Another CNN personality's anti-Semitic tweets unearthed, "I love you Hitler." By Hannah Blow on July 26, 2019. Another CNN personality who was presenting on the CNN Arabic network as recently as last week appears to have expressed a series of anti-Semitic sentiments on Twitter, even praising Hitler. This follows the recent resignation of a CNN editor, whose past anti-Semitic statements surfaced Thursday afternoon. Karim Farid heads up a digital tech show on CNN Arabic. He began in January 2019, according to his LinkedIn profile. He is also listed as the lead of storytelling and video production at APCO Worldwide. On Friday, tweets surfaced, showing Farid writing, "I love you Hitler," and commending the Nazi dictator for his determination to reach his goal. Farid responded to some of the resurfaced tweets, claiming that he was merely commenting on some parts of a biography book he read about the Nazi dictator. "In the context in my language doesn't mean I'm falling in love with him," Farid claimed. "When you take it out of context, of course you will understand it the way you want. If you called Hitler a fascist 2 days before you proclaimed your love for him, that tells me that you love fascists. Thanks for playing," Schwartz responded. Farid continued to accuse Schwartz of taking the tweets out of context. One resurfaced tweet shows Farid telling an individual, "You're the one making us hating, sick, the Jews." Farid responded, claiming that he was addressing someone who was insulting Muslims. He was responding to him using his logic, he asserted. More. On Thursday, CNN accepted the resignation of photojournalist Mohammed Elsami after a series of his previous anti-Semitic statements surfaced on Twitter Thursday. In one tweet, dated March 23, 2011, Elsami wrote, "More than 4 Jewish pigs killed in hashtag Jerusalem today by the Palestinian bomb explode." Matt, he was presenting on his CNN Arabic show last week on July 18. Care to clarify? pic.twitter.com/uolfzerob. Jordan Skechtel, at Jordan Skechtel, July 26, 2019. As Breitbart News reported, it remains to be seen if CNN will be honest with its audience about this matter and any internal investigations into it. CNN has a history of covering up resignations of people involved in scandals in its organization. In 2017, 3 senior CNN officials resigned amid a fake news story on the Russia probe, and CNN has still not answered a series of questions about the matter and has not published, as is the ethical standard for organizations purporting to publish news content, its findings of the internal investigation into the publication of that fake news. "You just lie, lie, lie. I didn't say he has nothing to do with CNN. I said he was neither employed nor paid by the company, which is the lie you've been pushing. He appeared in an unpaid guest capacity for some 1-minute segments about technology that ran on the CNN Arabic site." Matt Dornick, at Dornick, July 26, 2019. This story is developing.